Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver, and we're going to be talking, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington, D.C., the political theater you're listening to and watching on television as the Democrats and Republicans debate on what to do over the crisis approaching and August the second coming, and America facing default on what? Well, I'm not quite sure what we're going to default on. We have certainly a situation where we are taking in $2.2 trillion a year. We're spending about $3.6 trillion a year. So 40 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed money, but we've been doing such things for a good long while. Certainly, it had taken 200 years to amass $1 trillion in debt for the American government $1 trillion in debt. Barack Obama has already increased the debt $4 trillion since he's been in office. And, of course, the thing is that now by the time he leaves office, if he leaves in 2012, he will have amassed more debt than all of the previous presidents combined. That is, of course, just ignoring the Social Security debt and Medicare debt, where they've stolen the money as part of a Ponzi scheme. And, of course, we put Bernie Madoff in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, and yet Congress has been running a Ponzi scheme. And they've taken the money in, and they simply spent it so they can buy the support of their constituents so they can stay in political office. But basically, neither political party is addressing the issue. Neither one of them wants to start cutting back on the American empire. We spend more money, the United States spends more money on military than all the rest of the world put together. And if we were to cut back at our military spending 50%, we'd still be spending more than any other nation in the world. But neither nation wants to address that. We can't get the economy moving until we stop our globalist policies and we reinstitute tariffs and we actually change the tax laws so the corporations that move overseas will pay more taxes than those that stay here at home. We charge our corporations here in the United States 35% corporate tax. And you move overseas, you don't pay any taxes. Where would you rather have your business? Of course, overseas. Our American corporations, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, are sitting on $2 trillion. Our banks, major banks, are sitting on $3 trillion. They're not trying to solve the problem. They want, of course, to bring this whole system down, to bring austerity and lower living standards to America. And neither political party is going to tell you they're all in on this game. It's a game. And not really trying to solve the problem. Jerron Brown, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Give me your impression of what's going on today.
You know, the way I look at it, the whole world is now focused on Washington, D.C. and the Congress. And they're saying, you know, America, we've been tied to your coattails for all these years. And we see that you're in terrible straits financially, economically. And we're curious and anxious to see, do you have the courage to do what it takes to get your house in order? But from what we've seen so far, all we can imagine is that all you're trying to do is to decide and debate which chair on the deck of the Titanic you're going to try to move. And so I think whatever they do, it's obviously too little too late. It's just as you were just saying, if you want to address the real issue, you have to...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Ron, you go right ahead.
If you want to address the real issue in America, you have to discuss and debate what should the proper role of our federal government be. And as long as you think the role of the federal government is to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Dollars coming in every month, and certainly with that they can pay Social Security and they can pay Medicare and they can keep up the military payments and they can make up the payments on the debt. The only thing they're going to have to do would be to stop wasting so much money on all of the other things they're wasting money on. The welfare state is going to have to end because we have 75 million baby boomers retiring, and there's no possible way in the world we can provide them with Social Security and Medicare and all the other benefits that we're giving today. And nobody wants to admit that there is no money in either the Social Security or the Medicare Trust Fund. They're government bonds, and the government doesn't have any money to pay the bonds off with. When they cast the bonds in, the government has to go out, the Treasury has to go out and borrow the money. And right now, of course, we're borrowing the money from ourselves. And that is a sure way to a total destruction of our economic system. You can't buy your own debt. That doesn't make any sense. And one of these days, the rest of the world is going to realize what's going on. And people are going to just quit accepting the American dollar. We're already destroying the value of our currency by inflation. And nobody wants to talk about it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, how long can you continue buying your own debt? The government's Fed is buying 70-80% of our debt. How long can you continue buying your own debt, and can you suddenly spend yourself into prosperity?
Well, you know, since QE2, John Williams pointed out that the Fed is monetizing, he said, in excess of 100% of our debt. So once they did that, then the dollar started to go down the tubes, and then, of course, they came out with some hype that there would be no QE3 because they had to try to convince people they were going to quit running the printed press because the dollar starts going down the tubes when people realize you're just running the printed press. And, of course, anyone that studied this knew that all that was a bluff anyway. They have no choice but to figure out some way to run the printed press to keep the game going. You always use the analogy of like a couple that are both bankrupt, but they both have a checking account. And the wife comes up with a great idea. She says, honey, I tell you what, why don't I write you a check for $10,000 and you write me a check for $10,000? Now we both have money. And that's really all they're doing. They're just kiting money. And, you know, if an individual did that, they could pretend for maybe a week or two that they had paid all their bills. But the reality is those bills, those checks are going to bounce pretty quick. And that's exactly what's happening now. People are starting to see what's happening. They're starting to see the end game, and they're starting to accelerate their flight out of paper money and into gold and silver.
Well, is your business doing pretty well? Are you getting a lot of people, more people than you have in past years?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, yesterday I had one of the best days I've had in months. And a lot of it is people for months or years have been putting 5, 10, 15, maybe 20% of their money in the gold and silver, and the rest of it's in other different investments. Now all of a sudden they're seeing there's no hope for any type of paper asset, and they're just calling and going all in because they don't know where else to go with their money. And that's what's going to start happening more and more and more as more and more people see the folly of what's going on. Look at what's going on in Europe. They came up with this silly $220-something billion bailout of Greece, and it probably won't last 3 months. So every time they try to kick the can down the road, they just make the consequences much greater because all the banks that are doing these bailouts are putting themselves into jeopardy. So the whole thing is just smoke and mirrors, and I think it's literally running out of time.
And it really sounds as if, of course, Greece is going to be forced to default, and certainly the people who have been lending them money on the bonds are going to lose about 20%, but they're not going to call it a default. So they said, well, are they defaulting, but we're not going to call it a default. And that way, of course, the people who have written the insurance policies, the so-called CBS, CDS, credit default swaps, is the insurance on the bond payments, they're not going to have to pay because we're going to say it's not a default, even though it is a default. But, of course, you can do that with Greece. It's a small country. What happens when you get to Italy, the third largest economy in Europe, and to Spain, about the fourth or fifth largest, probably the fourth largest economy in Europe? How long can you keep denying reality? And one of these days, the whole house of cards is coming down. I think people over in Europe, a lot of them are turning to gold and silver as well. What have you heard? I mean, I've heard there's been a lot of people over there purchasing gold and silver. Are you hearing the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Stan, one of the people I talk to all the time, he represents some gold mine and silver mine and shares. And so he travels all over the world to these different conferences. And I guess it was 2, 3, 4 months ago, he went over to Germany for a conference. And he said all the gold pits, all the people that had a gold thing, they were just snowed under the whole time. People weren't interested in the shares. All they wanted to do is buy the real stuff. And that's what's starting to happen. And you see, the problem with that, of course, is for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, we've printed so much unbelievable paper assets. And as people lose confidence in paper assets and then seek the ultimate refuge, which has always been gold and silver throughout history, you've got hundreds of trillions of dollars in paper assets seeking a refuge, and yet $30 to $50 billion would buy all the silver that could possibly come into the market, and just a few trillion to buy all the gold. The problem is all the gold is already spoken for, and the silver is already spoken for, and the people as they watch this thing unravel, they become less and less likely to want to sell their gold and silver because they don't know where to go with the money if they do. So you're reaching a point where you're going to have hundreds of trillions of dollars chasing just a few trillion dollars worth of gold and even less silver. So this thing is about to hit critical mass. And that's why all the experts I've been listening to and reading for the last 30, 40 years, people like Jim Turk and James Dines and Jim Sinclair and so forth, they're all predicting massive increases in gold and silver. Jim Dines, for example, just came out. In fact, we need to discuss this. He said since they've opened this commodity exchange in China, he's changed his projection for gold. So it's going to go through $100 very quickly, and then ultimately he's looking at $300 to $500 silver. So they're all projecting dramatic increases in the price of gold and silver, and all that really reflects is the fact that the dollar is being destroyed.
And, of course, basically, of course, here in the United States, we have the Working Group on Financial Markets. It's a government official, government agency. Its job is to manipulate the stock market, manipulate the commodity market, and manipulate the gold and silver market. It's illegal, but that doesn't matter when it's authorized by the government. It was originally formed back during the Reagan years just to keep the market from just getting way out of line. But, of course, once the power was there, why, of course, the people who wield the power use this not for emergencies but on a daily basis. And you can just see here today, of course, gold was up very, very strongly this morning, as was silver, and they both ended up down. And they do this day after day after day as the Working Group on Financial Markets manipulates our stock market and our commodity market and the price of gold and silver. Now, if you have any question what's going on, fortunately, we have the internet. You can go up and look up either the Working Group on Financial Markets. Go to your search engine, Working Group on Financial Markets, or the Plunge Protection Team, and you'll find out it really is true. And all this fall to all, you get every day on the news about the market going up and the market going down. It's all political theater. It's all monetary theater. It's all to keep idle minds busy. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question or comment for Ron Brown, is certainly one of the best informed people I know. And basically, of course, they've been able to manipulate things fairly well because we have tight markets here in the United States, and they can control those markets. But now they've opened up a separate gold and silver exchange over in Hong Kong. They're going to have a hard time doing it because they're manipulating it here by selling gold with naked shorts. Now, a naked short means you're selling gold and silver you don't have. It's illegal. But then who are you going to report it to? The government that's doing this sort of thing? Of course not. But over there, they're not going to let you do that, and they're not going to be able to be selling gold and silver they don't have. And, of course, you sell the gold and silver you don't have, and then people want to take delivery on it, then what do you do? And, of course, they lost a lot of money this last month. They weren't able to drive the prices down. The options closed on Tuesday this week, and they lost a lot of money, didn't they? Ron, do you have any idea what happened? My understanding was that a lot of the contracts actually they lost on.
Well, absolutely. In fact, they've been manipulating the market for years, and we've discussed it many times, how they just ambushed the market because on the COMEX and the London Metal Exchange, you're talking paper contracts. And unfortunately, that's the pricing vehicle. That's how you determine the price of silver. So, when someone calls and says, Ron, what's the spot price of silver, that comes right off the COMEX or the London Metal Exchange, and that's nothing but paper contracts. So Morgan Chase has all the paper silver that they've needed in the past to drive the price down. They can pick a time and ambush the market, sell, just like we discussed last month.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Ron.
When they ambushed the market here back in, April, they raised the margin requirements for trading the contract over 100%.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Are the people who are shorting silver. In other words, they're selling silver they don't have. It's all smoke and mirrors. And one of these days, you know, some of these major banks could actually collapse. And when they do, the people who have their money invested there are simply going to lose everything. And there's not much you can do about it because they do not have the money. It's all basically created. They create money out of nothing. As long as they, and many of these banks are leveraged 20 times to the amount of deposits, 30 times the amount of deposits, 40, 50, 60 times the amount of deposits. That's fine as long as things are going up, but when things turn against you and you don't have the money and you lose the foundation of all those money that you've created out of nothing, and they're required to put up the money and there's no way you can come up with it, at that point the whole house of cards comes down. Our country, which of course is the foundation of the entire monetary system of the world, has never been in more jeopardy than it is today. And of course, it pretty has to do with doing away with the Glass-Steagall Act. The Glass-Steagall Act, passed during the Great Depression, was to keep our major banks from speculating. They were simply to be banks. They were to take care of people's money, and they were to invest it wisely. But once you let the major banks begin speculating and with other people's money, and then, of course, if things turn against them, they say, well, we're too big to fail. You let us fail, the whole system will come down. And that's what happened, you know, a couple of years ago. The idea that the banks were just too big to fail. Why, it'd be catastrophic if we let them fail. So we had to actually bail these banks out to a tune of about $16 trillion. This is, of course, what the Bernie Sanders, the senator, found out, that we'd actually come up with something like $16 trillion. The Fed did bail out these big banks. I think Elizabeth Warren, of course, she was a very controversial woman. She's a professor from Harvard. I think she's a great individual. She's a Democrat, a liberal, but I think she's got a lot of good common sense, a lot more than most of the conservative Republicans I know. And what she said was, if a bank is too big to fail, it's too big to exist, and we've got to break these banks up so that they can't hold of the American government and the American people hostage. And I think she's exactly right, and that's why she's so universally hated in Washington, D.C., because she does not want the bankers to be able to continue, of course, bulldozing the government and, of course, raping their clients and raping the public. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Ron, what do you think will happen Tuesday if they don't come up with a solution to the deficit problem?
Well, who knows what they'll do in a knee-jerk action. They'll probably come up with some, I've even heard that if they don't come up with the solution, then President Obama can enforce a deal put in with George Bush, where he could just basically take over and run the printing press. In other words, cut the Congress out of it, at least temporarily. So I don't think there's any way they're going to absolutely default. But regardless of what they do and regardless of what the short-term reaction to it, the reality is the rest of the world is watching to see what we're doing, and they're knowing we're not doing anything to change anything. So we've really run out of the ability to just keep kicking the can down the road, and either way, I think they're going to see tremendous pressure on interest rates, tremendous pressure on the stock market, and tremendous upward pressure on commodities, and especially gold and silver, as people start to accelerate for the exits.
And I think people, I mean, if they have any sense at all, realize, of course, we have inflation. The government is lying to us about inflation, but they're lying to us about everything, and they know what they're doing. I mean, certainly we're at war in Libya. We're at war with Yemen. Suddenly we're behind all of these revolutions that are taking place over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And, of course, the purpose, of course, is to topple the existing governments and then turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, certainly we're told, the Muslim Brotherhood, why Hillary says, they're moderates, The Muslim Brotherhood is radic Islamic terrorists, and we should know, because basically Hillary knows that from the very inception, it's been financed by the CIA. We've created the best enemy money could buy, just like we created the enemy of communism and financed it. As we financed Nazism from its inception, we built up their military so we could have a war. They're doing the same thing with the Muslim Brotherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, watch and see what's happening.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
As the leader of the financial world of transferring control of the finances of the world to China and to that part of the world. And basically, I think he's absolutely right. And basically, you're seeing the greatest power shift that's ever taken place. Because those people who hold the reserve currency are the ones who run the world financially. And we've run the world financially for a long period of time. We can no longer do that because, of course, we have 75 million baby boomers retiring. Of course, we have twice as many people retiring in the next 20 years as any other country in the world. And we promised them Medicare, we promised them Social Security, we promised them Medicaid, we promised all these wonderful benefits, and there's no way we can provide them. Certainly, the other countries do not have this tremendous number of people retiring at this stage. And, of course, America is going to have to cut back dramatically on everything. They know that in Washington, D.C. They know that the old era that we've been living in is no longer there. The old monetary order is gone. It's never coming back again. We are going to move into a period of austerity. We're going to move into a period of lower living standards, especially if we're going to continue having the government provide for us from the cradle to the grave. And, of course, we're going to have to lower the living standards and lower the wages and lower the expectations of the American people. But none of the politicians want to tell the public the truth. Well, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go forward, Ron, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you at this time.
Well, they can call me on my 800 number. The number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. I guess the reason they should get a hold of me is I think more and more people are starting to realize that their traditional investments are failing them, and that while they hold on to those investments, they're losing purchasing power as their system unravels. And anyone that takes a cursory look at what gold and silver have done just the last 10 years, you know, they're up over 600-700%. So gold and silver is the refuge from a failing paper system, and it's time for people to wake up and jump on board before all the horses get out of their barn. People are losing their purchasing power very, very quickly, and they need to understand what's happening and take steps.
And those who don't are going to end up like the people in Germany at the time of the Weimar Republic. I don't think we're going to have that bad an inflation, but we're going to have a significant inflation here. And people will lose 50%, 60%, 70% of the value of their life savings. And this, of course, is what always happens when, of course, you have a situation where the government simply is spending more than it can take in. And basically, the only way to get out of the massive debts we have is simply to destroy the value of the currency. Then we can pay people the Social Security payments we promised them. They just won't buy very much. We can give them all the benefits we promised them. And we can let them have the money, the pension funds. But it won't purchase much of anything. And of course, as Ron was saying, it doesn't matter that the silver may go to $1,000 an ounce. The important thing will not be the price of silver, but what does a hamburger cost when silver gets to $1,000 an ounce? That is what's going to be important. Right now, of course, silver is about $39 an ounce, $39.80. Almost $40 an ounce. I remember when silver was $1.29 an ounce. I can remember when silver was $35 an ounce. And this, and they look and see where it's gone. Well, if you have any questions or comments, this is an excellent time to get somebody to answer your questions, because Ron is on the front lines of what's going on, dealing with gold and silver, but he keeps a close tab on what the really smart people are saying. And all of the people who've been analyzing the situation for a long period of time feel that this is the time we've been warning about, and certainly we've been warning people ever since we first started doing our programs 15 years ago. I get calls, rather rewarding calls sometimes, from people who say, you know, I've been listening to you for 10 years, and 6 years, 8 years ago, I started buying gold and silver, and we've certainly appreciated it. We've done very well. And that's very gratifying for me. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And we've got Pam calling from Spokane. Hi, Pam. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. I was watching C-SPAN today. I'm listening to you now, but I was watching C-SPAN, and that guy that works under Obama, he was telling in the briefing that the United States government was borrowing money from the corporations, and you know, and then I know I've heard you guys saying that it, you know, it's from Federal Reserve, and that's what they say they're getting their money from.
Well, he was saying they were getting the money from the corporations.
Yeah, tomorrow, every time they needed to get some money, they would get it from the corporations. The corporations, they said, instead of putting it in the bank, they loan the United States money and then get interest off that.
Well, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
I think what she's saying is right, and I just can't explain how they're doing it. But, well, for example, the TARP funds and then the QE2 pumped a bunch of money into the different corporations, and then they use that money to turn around and buy treasury bonds. It's just a way of laundering the money instead of just printing the press, you know, directly where everyone.
Yeah.
See it. It looks like it's coming from private sources. Bernie Sanders pointed out when they did that.
Pam, you have to understand that 40 cents out of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. So where do they get the money now? A lot of other countries don't want to be buying our bonds today because they don't trust our government. So if the other countries or people won't buy the bonds, the Federal Reserve Board has to buy the bonds. So, but they don't want to come right out and say we're going to buy the bonds. So they will simply give the money or lend the money to foreign central banks or to corporations and let the corporations buy the bonds. But it's already coming from the Federal Reserve System. In other words, it's sort of a system of smoke and mirrors. So the American people will not realize that we're bankrupt. And the analogy that I think Ron used earlier today, you know, when he talked about the husband and wife each writing checks for $10,000, they have a lot of money. But, of course, they never take into account that they're going to have to pay back that money sooner or later. So it's all done with smoke and mirrors. And when they tell you there's nothing to worry about, they're simply lying. They're scared to death because they know the house of cards is coming down, and they just don't want to be there when it happens. They want to be able to leave office and then point a finger at the people who were there before and say, it's their fault, not mine.
Yeah, I know that Republicans are frantic, you know, over there. They're running scared or something. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, another thing that I wanted to ask you, you know, they've been giving all them guns and everything to them people over the Middle East and all over. Why are they doing that? Just to make money?
Well, Ron, do you want to offer an opinion on that, or do you want me to answer that?
Well, Lindsay Williams had a good explanation for it, and that is they want to destabilize the Middle East, cut off the oil, drive the price through the roof, and then the big oil companies that have all this oil been capped over here, you know, drive the price of oil at $200 a barrel, and then the big corporations can make hay and take control.
For the money, huh?
But it's more than that, Pam. Let's look at this program that they have of transferring weapons to the drug lords down in Mexico.
They started all this stuff.
And they say we made a mistake. No, they didn't make a mistake. They knew what they were doing. Basically, we wanted to arm the drug cartels down there so we could keep the conflict going between the drug cartels and the Mexican government. You want to arm both sides, you can have conflict. Basically, we always create the best enemies money could buy, and we usually arm people on both sides of the conflict. We give money and weapons and training to the Israelis. We give money, weapons, and training to the Palestinians. Why would you do that?
I got your book, okay. The Secret War with the Jews. I've been reading that all.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's shocking.
Well, I hope you will, and I hope you get the other book that John Loftus wrote. It's called America's Nazi Secret. It's excellent.
Yeah, I want to get that one. I'm going to get that one next week.
Okay, very good. God bless you, Pam.
And I don't want to take all your time up. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your program.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was Pam calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. But we always are creating the best enemy money could buy, and people scratch their heads and say, I just don't understand what's going on. Well, you have to understand, we're financing our enemies. If you don't finance your enemy, how are you going to have a conflict? And, of course, if you can finance both sides of every conflict, then, of course, you can keep this going on for a very, very long time. Well, we've got Tony calling in here from San Jose. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Tony. How are we doing?
Oh, good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm fine.
Do you have a question or comment for us?
I've got a question for Ron. I haven't been paying too much attention to Ted Butler lately because he doesn't want to put up anything on his free archives anymore.
That's right.
So I've been kind of checking in with this guy, Harvey Organ. He does a daily report. And about 10 days ago, maybe 12 days ago or so, silver had gotten up to about, I think it was 41.50 or something like that. And then 4 minutes after trading stock for the day. Someone came in and sold short 50,000 contracts of silver, which is 250 million ounces of silver short, $10 billion worth. And they managed to drive the price down for about $2, $3 for a couple of days. Now, when they did this stunt, last stunt or raid or whatever you want to call it, they managed to take the price down from 50 down to about 30. And this time they managed to get down for a couple of dollars for a couple of weeks. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe these massive short sellers, probably J.P. Morgan, maybe HSBC, formerly used to be AIG, but I'm wondering if they're losing control. And I was wondering if you had a comment on that.
Absolutely. In fact, last time I was on the air, in fact, we discussed that a little bit earlier tonight. I think there's two types of major players on the COMEX, trading these paper contracts. The first group you have is these whiz kids coming out of Harvard, MIT, or whatever, and they're running these hedge funds, and they've developed their economic models, and they're brilliant guys, so they know that their model is so brilliant that they don't have to study economic fundamentals. They don't have to study the fundamentals of the market. They don't have to study geopolitics because in their mind, everything that they need to know is in the charts. Now, they're going up against these crusty old international bankers, and I have a picture of them with a beard and a sawed-off cigar in their mouth, and they're going up to these whiz kids. They're leveraged 10-to-1. They can just turn them every which way but loose, and that's exactly what they did back in April when they busted the market from 50 to 33. Now, I think there's another type of player, and that's been witnessed by this Hong Kong exchange, where you got these big multi-billionaires, sovereign debt, or sovereign funds and so forth from around the globe, and they all see the dollar monopoly coming to an end, and they all want to do one thing, and that is convert as many of their billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that they're holding into something tangible and real before the dollar collapses. So when Morgan Chase steps in like they did and sold 50,000, I don't know if it was Morgan Chase, but someone big, and it had to be someone like that, and they sell 50,000 contracts, what I think is having these big players around the globe get this little Cheshire Cat grin on their face, and they basically say, Morgan, we certainly appreciate the discount. Why don't you, we'll take the other side of that trade. And by the way, why don't you just ship us another 1 million or 2 million ounces? So I think HSBC and Morgan Chase are literally trapped in their shorts. They can't get out. Eventually, what's going to happen is these big players will force them to default. When they default, that will destroy the credibility of the London Metal Exchange and the COMEX, transferring the that privilege and power to this new Hong Kong exchange is being developed to replace it. It's just another step in my mind of watching the transfer of a collapsing Western empire, and the power is being transferred methodically to the East.
And, Tony, I think that there are some very powerful players in the world who want to bring down the American system, realizing that's the only way that we possibly will be able to break the globalist control of the world. Any other questions?
Well, if that little scenario, if the scenario you just laid out were to happen, wouldn't that basically implode the derivatives market as well, since so many of them are tied to the gold and silver contracts?
Wonderful point. See, I think what's about to happen, they have held the price of silver in particular down for the last 20, 30 years with all of these what I call paper scams, where people think they have silver stored in some bank or some exchange-traded fund, when in reality it's not there. And when the exchange collapses, it's going to destroy the paper market as the pricing mechanism, and everyone's going to start to realize the only silver, the only gold you can trust is what you have in your grubby little hands. And at that point, all the paper scams that they've used to manipulate the price for years are going to literally collapse. And see, China doesn't have the same interest in holding the price of silver down. So they're going to become the new pricing mechanism. They're going to compete with the COMEX for you know, price discovery. And that's when this whole paper scam starts to unravel very, very quickly.
Now, would you be referring to, like, the GLD funds. You know, supposedly they have 2,000 tons of gold.
Yeah.
And some people say they more like maybe have more like around two ounces.
If you believe that, I've got some marshland in Florida. We could make a real good deal on. There's no way they have that. In fact, I was saying, as you know, Dr. Stan, before they ever created the exchange-traded fund for silver, I said, folks, use your common sense. Why would Wall Street create a vehicle that would encourage people to buy gold or silver? So if they're, and anyone that took 15 minutes to study the silver market would inherently know there's not enough silver to fund a program like that. So it could only be for one purpose, and that is to create just another paper vehicle that they could use to suppress the price. So there's no way in my mind do they have 300 million ounces of silver in SLV, for example.
I think there are going to be a lot of very, very upset people when this whole House of Cards comes down. Tony, thanks so much for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Hey, Ray, how are you doing? How'd you do with your surgery?
Well, I just had carpal tunnel surgery.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
She is a bisexual. In fact, the woman she travels with her is a Muslim. Her chief aide is a Muslim whose mother is one of the leaders of this whole Muslim Brotherhood Radical Exchange. Why would Hillary be traveling with this woman? Well, to many people, this is the woman who is married to a congressman named Weiner. This woman, this Muslim woman, married to a Jewish congressman named Weiner, who is sending pictures of himself half-naked to young women throughout the world. What's wrong with this story? Hey, you're going to have to call again because we're out of time, but God bless you. Thanks, Ray. have a parting thought, I do call in next week.
Okay, the next question real quick was the smart meters. They finally got it here in front at Consumer Energy. That blew me away when I saw it on TV.
Right.
When you get a chance, talk about that.
Okay, God bless and thanks so much.
All right, God bless you. Thank you.
You're bye-bye. Welcome. Let's go quickly to George from Toronto. George, we're just about out of time. Do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. What did your guests think about investing in gold and silver mining stocks?
What do you think about investing in gold and silver mining stocks?
I think it's a prudent diversification. You just have to realize when you do that, you're betting on a lot more than just the rise in the price of gold or silver. You're betting on the politics of the region that you're in. You're betting on the honesty and competence of the management. You're betting on will the government, you're betting on Wall Street. Is it totally corrupt that it's going to manipulate the price, which I think they're doing? You're betting on a banking system that will allow you to settle up in cash. In other words, you're still in paper. I have some, and I'm hoping, they need to play catch-up because they've been dragging behind for 3, 4, 5 years. I wouldn't put my first dollars in that, but if you wanted to put 5-10% into that.
But, George, if you go into mining stocks, do not go into speculative mining stocks. You do well enough with the major ones, some of these speculative. You may make a fortune, and then you may lose a fortune, too. Diversify, but your first dollars go into gold and silver, okay?
Thank you very much, Dr. Kevin.
God bless. We're out of time, and right now, of course, our guest has been Ron Brown. One more time, get your telephone number out there, Ron.
That's 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
God bless. Good night. Okay, fine. We always, of course, insist that they get the telephone number out twice. Well, this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have a few people who do help us, but we're still primarily listener-supported. That's how we support our network of 60, 65 outlets every single week. If you can possibly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to join us, why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The essence of what we talk about is laid out in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret. You need to hear our talk on the dark secret and the syllabuses that go with both of those. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And nothing makes sense today unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces that are guiding the people who lead our country, guiding the people of great wealth. Certainly, you need to get our four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove and the DVD we carry on the Bohemian Grove. If you want some of their own literature, or at least the material they circulate among themselves, talking about how their deity is the owl, and of course that's an emblem of Satan. How their deity is the owl, just ask for it, we'll send that free of charge. You need to get our four-tape set on Skull and Bones. You need to get our four-tape set on, or four-CD set on the deadly assassins. You need to understand that we're up against terribly evil forces. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from our hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Sheriff Richard Mack, who, of course, when he was a sheriff in Texas, won a landmark case against the Department of Justice and against the Attorney General, which, of course, wanted the local sheriffs to be responsible for checking out the information required under the Brady Bill. And, of course, Sheriff Mack said this is not the responsibility of the local sheriff to do the work of the federal government. And, of course, the Supreme Court actually agreed with that decision. In fact, I think it was Justice Scalia, who actually made the remark there, and I think probably Sheriff Mack can correct me, but the general idea was that it is not the function of the federal government to keep Congress from its own folly. In other words, there's so many things that basically, of course, Congress wants to do because they think it's a good idea. They have the best of intentions. For instance, wouldn't it be wonderful if criminals couldn't get the handguns? But, of course, it may have the best of intentions, but it's in violation of the Constitution. And our Constitution is to limit these people who have the best of intentions, but, of course, are going to create all sorts of problems. Sheriff Mack, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Dr. Stan.
There's some important things that are coming out, and so I want you to just go ahead and tell us about them.
Well, man, there's. I'd actually have to tell you, this has been a very busy day for me. I just came from Austin, where I was on with Alex Jones, and he told me to tell you hello.
Okay, fine. Well, he's a good friend, doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah, his operation is really expanding, and my wife and I got a little tour of his studio, and he's got great people helping him, and I did a radio show with him early this afternoon, and then tonight we did one of his podcasts, and you know, there is so much going on, and what I'm about is a solution. Now, Dr. Stan, you know as well as I do that a lot of the radio shows that you do and that I've been on deal a great portion with all the horrible things going on. And certainly we could talk until now, until the next millennium, about all the corruption and all the horrible things that our own government is doing to us, about all the corruption and the out-of-control nature that our federal government is sliding into and has been sliding into for the last 50, 60 years, and all of the things that the New World Order and the United Nations, and I believe the United Nations is one and the same. They are the New World Order. But there's more to it than that, obviously. The people who are calling the shots certainly are part of it. But do we already have a break coming up?
Yeah, I'm afraid we do, but you go right ahead. I'll cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, what I want you to know, which the point I'm making, is that I'm all about a solution. I believe that there is a solution to this. It's peaceful. It's constitutional. And it's something that we should all be involved in.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right. Go right ahead, Sheriff Mack. You were just saying the solution is the important thing. And simply, what can we do? How can we approach this issue?
Well, first of all, everyone has to know that there really is hope, there really is a solution, and it's as old as the Magna Carta, it's as old as freedom itself, and if anyone feels like they're losing hope, then you need to look for your solution, and it is in your own backyard. Look at all the horrible things going on. Let's look, first of all, at the extenuating circumstances surrounding the influx of the SWAT team mentality in this country. SWAT teams are doing everything now, including being used as a collection agency for the Department of Education as they raid homes and enter homes with guns and black-clad officers to collect debt for someone who simply hasn't paid a student loan. This happened in Stockton, California. And I cannot believe that there are local law enforcement officers, that there are not peace officers, that there are not sheriffs who know and understand that such is improper and illegal and unconstitutional. That this should, in fact, offend the conscience of every peace officer and every sheriff in this country, that we are allowing such government tyranny to take place right in front of our eyes and in our own jurisdiction. The answer is state sovereignty. The state formed federal government. We did not form the federal government to be our boss. Who in the world would get together and say, well, we're going to form another branch of government, but we want that branch of government to completely control our lives, tell us how to live, completely control what we eat, and tell us whether or not we can have a raw milk, or tell us now, they've even issued, the FDA is now issuing warnings that walnuts are going to be illegal because they're making a claim that they have a beneficial use for your heart. They want to say that about vitamin C now. The vitamin
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Sheriff Mackett saying that what we have to do, is understand that we have sovereign states, and it is not the function of the federal government to come out around and tell us how to flush our toilet, that we have to have mercury light bulbs rather than light bulbs made in the United States. We have to get them from communist China to tell us that we can't eat things like walnuts and we can't have raw milk. It is not the function of the federal government to be doing this, and certainly we should not be having SWAT teams going around and plaguing peaceful individuals. Yes, sometimes there may be an instance where you have somebody who's armed and certainly is dangerous, but ordinarily these SWAT teams are being used for all sorts of things. We've militarized our police with, of course, equipment that came from the federal government, because the federal government wants this sort of Gestapo-like activity in our local communities, which, of course, turns the people against the police and then the police against the people. And rather than become the people's servants, they're becoming the people's masters. And, of course, this is not the function of the police. The police, are, of course, to abide by the Constitution, just as the people are to abide by the Constitution. Sheriff Mack, you pick up the story.
Well, so people are starting to move away from the country. They're trying to hide from government at every level. And I'm here to tell you that that is simply not necessary. I sued the federal government when I was a sheriff. Yes, I was a bona fide sheriff. I was one of the 3,100 sheriffs in the country, one of the 15 sheriffs in the state of Arizona. And I promised, when I became sheriff in 1988, reelected in 1992, that I would follow the Constitution. And that is exactly what I tried to do at every level. And when the federal government, for the first time in history,
shoved the Brady Bill down our throats, and I'm talking about the sheriff, and they tried to shove the Brady Bill down our throats and force us to comply and participate with a federal gun control scheme, I said no. I would not participate. I could not do this. It would violate my oath of office to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. I sued the Clinton administration. It was a very real David versus Goliath story. And Goliath lost once again. The few sheriffs that we were, the seven of us that did this lawsuit, took on the federal government and won. And this case is a tremendous tool for everyone. Anyone listening to your program should be getting these tools that I have on my website to use this lawsuit and the subsequent ruling from the United States Supreme Court that proves once and for all that local autonomy, state sovereignty, and the power of the sheriff is the solution, that we are the check and balance. As Scalia even says, that just as the three separate branches of the government serve to prevent the accumulation of excessive power in Washington, D.C., the state sovereignty is another check and balance on government, that it is the duty and the responsibility of the state and state officials and the officials of the political subdivisions, which absolutely is the sheriff. In fact, the sheriff is the ultimate authority in the county to say what is and what is not being enforced within his county. And when the sheriffs understand and read my book and read my decision and understand that this really is the case, then we're going to get freedom back tomorrow. If the sheriffs of this country, Dr. Stan, if the sheriffs will apply their oath of office and learn the ethical application of their office and know and understand that integrity is still part of the American system, that they'll understand that when they take an oath, that they have a moral obligation to keep it. And that if anyone comes in from the IRS or FDA or EPA or OSHA or any of the other hundreds of alphabet soup bureaucracies from Washington, D.C., and attempt in any manner to destroy or inhibit freedom, that the sheriff will interpose on behalf of the people and thereby be spot standing on the side of freedom. There is nothing that your sheriff can do that would be more important than standing for freedom. The founding fathers knew that all three branches of government would be responsible and made a Bill of Rights specifically that all three branches of government would have the same goal. And we, the sheriffs, law enforcement, work for the executive branch. We do not work for the judicial branch. We do not work for the legislative branch. We can work with them at times, but they are not our boss either. And the sheriff does not have any other boss or supervisor other than we, the people. And so he has promised when he took his job that he would uphold and defend the United States Constitution and make that promise to the people in the name of Almighty God. And then, though, it's so disappointing to see the lack of attention applied to the oath of office after we take that little oath known as, I guess, just a little ceremony. And it's, to me, it's been degraded because no one pays any attention to their oath. And it's time that we all become oath keepers in this country. The sheriffs have more responsibility than anyone else to be an oath keeper because they're the only elected law enforcement officer in this country and in their county. And so my life goal, what I've dedicated my life to, is to plain and simply educate and motivate the sheriffs of this country to keep their oath of office, to keep their word, and to thus be found protecting the people from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. My Supreme Court victory, the decision, supports this philosophy. It supports this notion. And the very fact that the very act that we performed in suing the federal government and winning proved also that the sheriff is the ultimate authority, that he does have this responsibility. And they, in fact, they, when I filed the lawsuit, they said, oh, you don't have standing. You can't do that. And then the courts found that we indeed had standing and we could sue the federal government. And we did, and we won. And now this is all going to be in vain, though, Dr. Stan. It'll all be in vain unless the people of this country wake up and see what this case really did for freedom. There's, like I said, this is the fifth interview I've done today relative to this lawsuit and what the powers of the sheriff really are. And so it's okay to join this effort. And I need everyone listening to this program to join this effort. Go to my website, order these tools, the books that are there. And, yes, there's a place where you can simply just make a donation and make sure that this has the financial backing to continue. This is the solution, folks. Yes, you should be listening to all these programs that tell you about the horrible things really going on in our country. There are a lot of horrible things, but you need to also know that there's a way to stop it, that there is a solution, that we can restore American liberty. And the way to restore it is county by county, state by state.
And, of course, what you're suggesting was we get people into the office of sheriff who believe in the Constitution and will uphold it. Now, basically, of course, the thing is that my understanding is that the federal government cannot come into a county and suddenly start enforcing federal laws without the permission of the sheriff. Is that true?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it, but some sheriffs have bought into the federal philosophy and want to take federal money, and so they kind of acquiesce there to take this, first of all, just to go along to get along, and secondly, to be in line with getting the grants and other other freebies coming from the federal government. And what also really bothers me by that process is the extortion being used and the bribes being used, and the sheriffs will say, well, yeah, I'll take any money I can. And they don't understand that that money comes from we the people.
And basically, a lot of the local, small little police forces are getting armored personnel carriers and automatic weapons and all sorts of body armor and militarized, you know, helmets and militarized weapons. And, you know, they're getting them because, after all, they're free. But with it comes, of course, a dependent upon the federal government. And what we need is our police force independent of the federal government. Would you agree?
Yes, we do. And it needs to be independent. And that's why the sheriff is elected, because he is independent. It keeps him autonomous. And that kind of independence is what we need. You know, I live in Texas now. I just moved here from Arizona about 2.5 months ago. And Texas independence is all about that. And why do we have states in this country if they're not autonomous, if they're not able to run their own affairs? And for God's sake, if they're not even allowed to run their own resources. You know, a state can't even tap into its own natural gas or oil reserves because the federal government has to give them permission. Are you kidding? They don't run your state. And we are allowing all this money that we're sending to OPEC to be squandered when we could be spending all that money here on jobs and the creation of an oil supply that would get us out of that ridiculous dependency on OPEC. I just don't understand how absolutely stupid our government is, unless it's trying to do that to us on purpose.
I agree with you, Tony, and I think it's so vitally important people understand our Constitution and the separation of powers and the autonomy of our sheriffs. Go right ahead, Richard.
Well, your bracer.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Was railing against the government, and how good the government was, and he saw nothing wrong, the military officers saw nothing wrong with having American troops stationed in America being used to control the American people, and he had no fear of the power of government, and he was mad at Alex for railing against the government. And yet what Alex is doing is what our founding fathers did. In fact, it was Thomas Jefferson who said so well, "In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution." And, of course, he was referring to those words of John Locke, who said, "That government governs best, that governs the least." But this is never taught in schools today. You go right ahead, sir.
Well, I think that's another thing we brought up, and you have brought it up on your show as well lots of times. The understanding and the brainwashing that we have undergone in America, that I believe that it's impossible to save America if you don't know what America was meant to be in the first place. We are not a democracy, and yet you hear the media and teachers and politicians equate the word democracy with the word liberty, and they are not the same. And so, you know, they say, well, we're out in the world fighting all these battles to bring democracy to these countries, and they're actually saying, pretending to tell us that we're actually trying to bring liberty to these other countries, and we're not doing either one. And first of all, we don't have liberty in America, so why would we try to force it on somebody else? We do have democracy in America, but we were not supposed to be a democracy. And if you look at the democracy dictatorship that we actually have today, that's what it has turned into.
a democratic dictatorship, that at any time the majority can claim one more than 50%, then they force that will onto everyone else. And now we even have it where the elite in Washington, D.C. are willing to force whatever they feel is necessary to get us to be controlled and to put us into their little cocoon of behavior. And that's what has me scared the most, is that there's other people and there's military, such as the guy who called on Alex's show, his name was Josh, that actually believe that this is proper and okay. And another thing that Josh said that really baffled Alex and me is that he said, yes, it's not only okay to have American troops doing their exercises on the streets of the United States, but it's okay to have foreign troops here as well. He actually said that. And luckily, an officer of the Navy called into the show right after this perhaps well-meaning Marine officer, and he set him straight. And he says, I see this every day. I get laughed at because I actually say we should follow what's right. We should do what's right. And in my book, it actually brings up this issue. We cannot restore America when Americans do not even know we're not a democracy. And we have to know the fundamentals. We have to know and understand that freedom is what we were built on, and that our Constitution was devised to protect the principles of freedom that the Founding Fathers fought and died for and were willing to risk everything in a revolutionary war to make us free today. And what really brings a tear to my eye is that now we embrace the very opposite of what the Founding Fathers fought and died for in that great Revolutionary War. And when schools don't teach the Revolutionary War, and they don't teach what caused the Revolutionary War, and they don't show that gun control was something that the Founding Fathers were extremely fearful of and would never allow, and that the very beginning of the Revolutionary War was based on the King George III's redcoats trying to come in and confiscate guns from the citizens of Lexington and Concord. And that's what started the whole Revolutionary War. But if you don't teach those principles, in fact, I was a government teacher after I left the sheriff's office, and I have to tell you that none of the principles of our Bill of Rights were taught in our school. And I had to go outside the curriculum to actually get the kids to pay attention to the Bill of Rights. And not once will you find across America, unless a teacher goes outside the book and the curriculum, will you find what was really meant about the Second Amendment.
And of course, the important thing is that our Founding Fathers wanted to limit the power of government. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Sheriff, you go right ahead. You know, it really is tragic, but, you know, a lot of people listen to my programs who don't necessarily agree with me, but if we can get them to listen long enough, first of all, they think we're crazy, but then before long, they are afraid we're not. But it may take 3 months or 6 months because they've never heard the truth. They're victims of a liberal education. They're victims of the controlled media. They're victims of churches that don't tell them the truth. Suddenly, And until people hear the truth, it takes time before they can begin to reorient their thought process and begin to see reality as it really is. So, I mean, certainly, I'm sure you've run into this thing, but we run into it all the time. But by repetition over and over again in those areas where we are heard on a daily basis, after a while, people begin to see what is really going on. But fortunately, we're not alone. We've got Alex out there. We've got Joyce Riley out there. We've got a number of people, our good friend John Leffler. Jeff Metcalf's going to be coming up on Genesis. And we've got a lot of people who are getting the same message out. So there are more people today than ever before, Richard, who are aware of the fact there's a real problem and are beginning to understand the foundations upon which our freedom rests, and that is the United States Constitution.
Well, it is, and it's the bulwark of our foundation. It puts us in a position of being able to secure what the Founding Fathers started. For us all. And, you know, there's nothing subversive about it. If you just read the Constitution and if you ever have a question about what the Founding Fathers intended, then you can read the Federalist Papers. You could read other books about the Founding Fathers or memoirs or letters that they wrote amongst themselves, or especially John Adams' letters to his wife that has been put together in several different books, but I read the book, the biography written by, it was a David McCullough.
Yes, right. He did such a good job on that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, because I guess it's Sheriff Richard Mack. And Sheriff, before we go on, I want you to get your webpage out, and I want you to tell people how they can get your book and your DVD and get your information and how they can utilize it.
All right, that's wonderful. Thank you. These are great tools. And so just go to sheriffmack.com. Now, if there are some people who don't want to do credit cards, so just email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com. But you can get most of my information at SheriffMack.com. Just go to the website, www.SheriffMack, and Mac is M-A-C-K.com, SheriffMack.com, and you get these little booklets that talk about the Supreme Court decision that are a synopsis of the case, that put it in very simple terms, that and you don't have to read the entire decision. Some parts of it, I admit, are a little bit boring when the Supreme Court gets into some of the legal aspects and legalese. But I went through the case and put it the highlights there. And this little booklet fits in your pocket, and it's called The Victory for State Sovereignty. Now, those are very inexpensive. You can get three for $6 or something like that. But anyway, it's very inexpensive. And then the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. I highly recommend every citizen read that so that you know and understand the duties that the sheriff has, and this connects all the dots as to how the sheriff is the ultimate authority in your county and has literally the responsibility to protect you from tyranny and other abusive government. There's some other books on there, too, from My Cold Dead Fingers. It's a real good book about the Second Amendment. I'm in the middle of writing another book about the Second Amendment because I think it's so vital, and I want to put it into contemporary perspective of what's going on in our country. But if we lose the Second Amendment, if we lose the right to keep and bear arms, then we lose all. And I've never been a big gun advocate or anything like that. I never even owned a gun until I was elected sheriff of Graham County. But all of this it boils down to one thing and one thing only. Will we continue to follow the Constitution, or will we replace it and follow the political correct agenda of the Democrats and Republicans, which is destroying our country? I think it's an easy choice. I side with the Founding Fathers. I side with the Constitution, and if you would like to support this great effort, I beg of each of you to get involved in this. Do something more. Lengthen your stride. Do as the Founding Fathers said. We've mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And Patrick Henry called it to this holy cause of liberty. And that's what each of us must do. And
I do not want anybody to give their life for this. I want you to stand and fight with us. I don't want you going to jail. I want you standing and fighting with us. You don't need to give your entire fortune, but you do need to do what you can financially to support this holy cause of liberty. Get involved. Do something extra today. And I beg of you, go to the website, sheriffmack.com, and see what you can do to get involved.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you got a question or comment, maybe you think it's all right to have an all-powerful military. Maybe you think it's what we need or more in the way of certainly military stations here in America to keep the people in line. Maybe you think that SWAT team attacks on peaceful people simply as a means of serving a warrant. I said they are justified, or it's all right to have a SWAT team as part of it, trying to find drugs in a home, because after all, they might flush the drugs down the toilet. That's why we've got to break down the doors, because we wouldn't want them to destroy the evidence. All sorts of justifications, but none of them are valid. And the war on drugs is simply used as a justification for undermining the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. But always in a glowing terms, as if we're trying to enforce the laws. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very concerned about the war on drugs. Because since we had the war on drugs, of course, we have more and more drug use and over in Afghanistan today. American soldiers are guarding the drug fields because we wouldn't want the wicked Taliban to destroy those drug fields and impoverish the farmers over there who are growing opium, and that's why we have a war on drugs. And if you understand that, give us a call. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I share with Sheriff Mack his concern about the fact we're moving from freedom to fascism. We once were a land of liberty, and now we're a land where we have video cameras on every corner in every store, where, of course, everybody has a card or a number of some sort, where we have a system known as InfraGuard, a massive system of informants. That's InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D. I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D. Look it up on the Internet. It's an FBI site. And, of course, they have tens of thousands of informants informing on your neighbors because, after all, you might be a terrorist. So they're to keep the government informed about everything that you are doing today. People, I'm sure most of them are patriotic Americans, guarding us from the wicked terrorists who, of course, incidentally, have been funded largely by our own government since the inception of this war on terrorism. Isn't it interesting? We have a war on drugs. We've got more drugs. We have a war on poverty. We have more poverty. Suddenly we have a war on terror. We have more terrorism. I wonder why that is. Sheriff, you go right ahead.
Well, there are a lot of good things happening. I've talked to you before about Sheriff Glenn Palmer out in Grant County, Oregon. He has now stepped up what he has done out there to put the United States Forest Service in its place. He is interposing himself on behalf of the people there, and the people have gotten behind him and are supporting him. And now, just recently, he sent me another email where he has told the federal government they're trying to confiscate a man's home and land that were part of a mining claim that he had bought and purchased 26 years ago. He's been paying the taxes on that land and property for 26 years. And now the federal government said there was a prior condition to him purchasing the home 26 years ago, which allows the federal government to come in and confiscate the property. So knowing and realizing that this was a gross injustice, Sheriff Palmer has now issued another letter to the Forest Service that if they go on that property without being invited, and if they go in that man's home without invitation, then he will arrest them for trespassing. This is the answer, my dear friend. This is a man who has listened to the call. This is a man who takes his oath of office seriously. He is setting the example for the rest of the country as to how we take back freedom in America. If you still really care about that sort of thing, this is the first sheriff in the United States that had me teach my constitutional class to his entire office, every single employee, back in the year 2001, heard the class from me and had me in their office, teaching people in the lobby. People were standing in by the door, so if the, if someone came in needed help, they would run and go help them, or if they were, if the phone rang, they would run and go help them. And then just a few weeks ago, I got to go back there. As the citizens of this great community stood behind their sheriff and came to support him, they put out a one-page ad listing 600 names of people who are supporting their sheriff because he is supporting and defending their rights. And this is exactly what I've been talking to you about for the last several years on your show, and I'm grateful to you, too, for the stand that you have taken for freedom. But right now, there are sheriffs that are considering this. They're reading my book. A number of other sheriffs have trained their entire office about the importance of my book. And so, again, I would say everyone listening to your program, this is a tool that you need to be very aware of. And you need to familiarize yourself with this book so that you can pass this to other people, let your state legislature know that, as my Supreme Court decision says, they are not subject to federal direction. And in the decision, it made it in the Mack Prince versus U.S. case, Justice Scalia makes it very clear that the United States government is not our boss, that the President of the United States and the United States Congress cannot commandeer the office of sheriff for federal bidding, that they, the President and Congress cannot tell us what to do in the state. Yes, they can bribe us or even use extortion tactics or mafia tactics, but we do not have to go along with that. And anybody who takes money from the federal government to do things their way instead of protecting your people as you know you should. Anyone who compromises freedom and liberty for money becomes a political prostitute. And there's enough of those in Washington, D.C. already. We don't need any more of that. What we need is people standing firm in the principles of freedom that the Founding Fathers fought and died for. And it's okay for a sheriff to do that. Again, I will reiterate, there is nothing more important that your sheriff could do for you than to protect your freedom and liberty and your property rights. And I love it that this is actually starting to happen. And this Sunday, my wife and I are leaving Saturday to go to Florida, and we're going to attend a rally where I'm speaking with the Libertarian Party in Daytona Beach, because that's where the Sheriff's Association is having their meeting, and we're asking the sheriff of the state of Florida to take action against the sexual assault occurring in the airport by the TSA. And we've already got the attention of the Sheriff's Association. He has called Adrian Wiley, who is the president of the Libertarian Party in Florida, and they've asked him to withdraw the press release requiring, or at least requesting, that the sheriff take action. Adrian Wiley said, no, we're not withdrawing it, and in fact, we're going to have a hold a riot, a rally publicly, so that we can make sure you guys know and understand that the people of this state want you to do your job, to investigate crimes when they happen, and no one should be allowed an exemption or an exception to the law. And the state law is that sexual assault is illegal. And this brave leader of the Libertarian Party there has asked me to come out. My wife and I are going to go out and have a great time standing for freedom with these wonderful Floridians. And we can't wait to be there. So if anybody wants to get information, go to my website.
I think it's so important that people understand the war on terror is simply all for your psychological benefit. It's to convince you that really we're involved in a war on terrorism. I would simply ask you, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why something with wide open borders and no restrictions at all on people being able to come into this country with a knapsack full of explosives, why we haven't had more certainly terrorist attacks on our sporting events, certainly in our malls, with suicide bombers here? Why is it the only things we really think of here as far as suicide attempts? Well, let's see, there was the shoe bomber, but of course the people who built the shoe bombs knew they wouldn't go off because they didn't have explosive caps. You can't set off C4 explosives simply with a fuse. The underwear bomber, the same thing. These wicked terrorists, of course, set the underwear bomber, but they made sure that the bomb wouldn't go off. This young fellow who went to Pakistan to learn how to build a car bomb, and they taught him how to build a car bomb. There was smoke, and he parked it there in Times Square. How could the terrorists be so foolish that they would teach this young man in Pakistan how to build a smoke bomb? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand it's all for your psychological benefit, and that's exactly what's going on in the airports today. But now, of course, they have to have the sexual molestation because the underwear bomber was given underwear that could not possibly explode. It was all simply a scam, and this whole war on terror is a scam. All these people they are suddenly arresting and putting in prison for planning terrorist attacks have been entrapped by agent provocateurs paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by our government to trap poor, a stupid, and suddenly uneducated, very often mentally defective Muslim people into agreeing to go along with an attack in this country. If there was really this real problem, why are we paying the agent provocateurs to try to talk people into terrorist activities? If there really is a threat of terrorism, it's all for your public perception. I think that's wonderful. I'm proud of the libertarians for bringing this out, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people there in the sheriff's office who the last thing they want is for the American people to begin to understand that the war on terror is as phony as the current debate going on in Washington, D.C. over the debt crisis. Sheriff, you've got just a few minutes to sort of wrap up your thoughts here.
Well, I think you've brought up another subject that I have, I believe, put into a very understandable perspective, and that is the war on terror. If indeed we do have a war on terror, then why would we not secure our borders? So that begs the question that I've asked all along about this. Why is it then that our own government has made this the position that we as citizens who wish to fly, they force us into this position? That is it. It is easier for a terrorist, and I'm not talking about an illegal alien from Latin America. I am talking about a terrorist from Al-Qaeda or from the Middle East. It is easier for one of those terrorists to enter America through our southern or northern border than it is for you and I to get on an airplane. That's how ridiculous this has become. That's how absurd their laws and how blatant their hypocrisy has grown. Yes, they shove this in our face now. The SWAT team, the hypocrisy all across our country, everything else that they're doing with the bureaucracies to destroy our freedom, all of it smack in our face, and yet we sit back and people still say, yeah, well, there's a few problems, but we still live in a free country. No, we don't. This is not a free country anymore. It should be. And it was supposed to be. It was meant to be. But we have got to get it back. We have got to have people with the fortitude to bring this back. And it is ultimately up to your sheriff and local officials.
Amen. Hold on there. Well, we're going to be just we'll be back here in just a moment. We have Susan from Freedom who's calling with a question for Sheriff Richard Mack. But I guess this evening has been Sheriff Richard Mack. We advocate you get his study his articles, study his books. They're available. Once again, the telephone number, Sheriff?
830-307-3000.
0077.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, we have Susan. Susan, do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, thanks, Dr. Stan. Great program. We appreciate you speaking here at Freedom Forum for a sheriff.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Copy of the talk that Sheriff Richard Mack gave when he was here in Santa Cruz. He gave an address to our meeting, our October meeting, and said we're going to have it again this year on October 23rd. But we have a DVD of the talk he gave. It's an excellent talk. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope you want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll plan on coming to October 23rd meeting. We hope you'll get our other material. Maybe you'll even want to use some of the material we offer. We carry the Miracle 2 products. Barbara and I, my wife, wouldn't get by without the Miracle 2 gel that we have and the Miracle 2 soaps that really do a great job. We carry the Berkey water system. We actually carry a lot of health products, and those we carry are all the things we carry ourselves, whether it be prostate support or menopause support or certainly immune support. Or we have all these things. We have, of course, curcumin and quercetin, the very, very important things. We carry krill oil, the best of all the various means of omega-3 oils, and with the least mercury in it, that's krill oil. But if you'd like to get a list of all the various products we have, you could give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we don't get a salary for what we do. But of course, if you would be interested in getting these, why, this does go to help keep Radio Liberty on the air all across America on a weekly basis, where we have about 60 to 65 outlets. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America on a regular basis. And if you're not in a position to help financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Because basically, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a Luciferian movement here in America. And there are millions of people who knowingly or unknowingly are involved in this. And if you haven't read Constance Cumby's little book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, we have used copies of that. That's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have a 4-tape set of my interviews, or 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. The Aquarian Conspiracy. And we have a DVD that Constance did when she was a speaker here. It's called The Emergence. The Emergence. Because, of course, there is a new world leader coming. And these people openly talk about this. And, Sydney, to understand what this is all about, if you haven't read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. Now, Dan Brown's coming at the same conspiracy, but he's coming from the opposite point of view. He thinks it's great. He's all about masonry. It's all about Masonic secrets and how, of course, they want to bring this wonderful new society to the world, and really the hidden secret of what this is all about. But, of course, we talk about that certainly in our talks on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret. So we do hope, of course, that many of you want to get our material. Again, 1-800-544-8927. There really is a secret.